All right, questions. The English word angel has been transliterated from what language? Latin, Swahili, Anglo-Saxon, or Greek?
Greek.
Very good. We're off to a positive start here. Literally defined, angelos refers to angels, angels, messengers, or servants.
Messengers.
I've given you some of these answers over the last three services. Because angel is not a Hebrew word, we should not expect to find it in the Old Testament, right?
Wrong.
It may not be a Hebrew word, but we find it in the Old Testament. All right. We're zipping right along here. The words angel and angels are in how many books of the Bible? I will give you some choices. 84, 64, 34, or 24?
84.
Not 84. What was that, Matthias?
34.
34. Oh, okay. That's what I told you the other day.
Yay.
Wow. People are listening. Yay. Very good. Of the 284 times that angel or angels is found in the Bible, how often is it found in the Old Testament? 57, 107, 207, 277 times. I gave you the answer, but it's kind of off there.
57.
One of them's the right answer.
I'll say 57.
It's 107. Oh, I got one wrong. Okay. The Hebrew word translated angel literally means angels, angels, messengers, servants.
I think servants.
It's still messenger.
Oh, it's still messenger.
Still messenger, even though it's a different language.
We're
going downhill now. Which of the following are not titles or offices for angels? Watchers, sons of God, ministers, morning stars.
Sons of God is not one.
Sons of God is the not one.
They all are.
Oh, okay.
They all are.
Trick question.
Trick question. I should have warned you.
Yeah. He was number five, which was all of the above.
I should have given you an all of the above, yes. Judging from Job 38, 4 through 7, angels existed before, at, after, until the creation of the universe.
After
as well. According to Job 38, before and at. Angels are all products of evolution, creation, artificial insemination, alien activity. You remember these questions, these kinds of questions? We went through a number of trivia things for Sunday school years ago. Some of you were not here for that. Which of those? They are products of
creation.
As applied to angels, hosts suggests hospitality, flesh or bread, numbers, an army.
Army.
Hosts of the Lord. Who is the first to speak of God's host? Abraham, Adam, David, Jacob.
Jacob
was the first. That is in Genesis 32. Who is the last to speak of angels as God's host? Abraham, David, Luke, or John?
John.
Let's go for
write
John.
Revelation.
It was Luke.
Oh,
Luke, speaking of the hosts at the birth of Christ. There were a host of heavenly angels.
Whoa.
Praising God. Who spoke of angels as watchers? Jesus, Daniel, Jeremiah, or John?
I'd say
Daniel is correct. Daniel chapter 4. Ministering spirits, we find in Hebrews chapter 1, suggest that angels have bodies, they serve God, they serve people, they mean well even when they can't be of any help. Which of these four? They
serve God
and serve us. And that's how Hebrews is using it. Did Christ recognize the existence of angels?
Oh, yeah.
Of course he did. In Matthew 18, Jesus referred to the angels of God. Matthew chapter 18. The angels of God, the angels of children, the angels of the saints, the angels of Satan. Matthew chapter 18, verse number 10 says, "Take heed that ye despise not one of these little ones, for I say unto you that in heaven their angels do always behold the face of my Father which is in heaven." These children have angels. This suggests that they serve God, they are assigned to a specific people, they cannot sin, they keep the wheels of the world spinning. They are guardians, even though we don't have that terminology in the Bible. In Matthew 13, Christ shall send angels to destroy the earth, teach all nations, gather the saints, gather the wicked. In Matthew 13. In Matthew 13.
I was going to say gather the wicked.
It is, gather the wicked. 13:41, "The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend and them that do iniquity." How many angels does Christ speak of in Matthew 26? A legion? A million? 12 legions? A bunch? 12 legions.
That's a bunch.
That's a bunch. That number suggests a huge number. Oh boy. A heavily drinking service organization. A military order. Confusion.
Huge number.
12 legions.
Is a huge number.
As legions, it would suggest military order.
How many in Rome, how many men were in a legion?
Sometimes 5,000, sometimes 6,000. Did the common Jew in Jesus' day believe in angels? It appears so. Yes? No? What foolishness. Did the average Jew believe in angels? The average Jew did. Sadducees were not your average Jew. Did Jesus ever correct the misconceptions or the superstitions of the Jews? It appears so. Yes? No? What foolishness. Did Jesus ever correct the misconceptions of the Jews?
Yes.
Yes. Did he correct the misconception of the Jews in regard to angels? No. There, they had that right. Yes, he corrected their mistakes. Yes. What is the likelihood that Jesus was accommodating his language to incorporate the superstitions of the Jews? To answer that question more fully, highly likely, not very likely, not at all. The thought is reprehensible. He never corrected the Jews in regard to their idea of angels. All right, the nature and ministry of angels. Why do some people think that angels are spirits of good people who have died? Because the Bible says so. The Holy Spirit has told them so. They believe whatever they like. They're fools.
They believe whatever they like.
They're fools. They believe whatever they like. If they believe that angels are the spirits of good people who have died. Why do some people think that angels are spirits which have not been given human bodies as yet? The Bible says so. The Holy Spirit told them so. They believe whatever they like. They're fools.
Same
answer. Why do some people believe Satan created the demons, evil angels? The Bible said so. The Holy Spirit has told them. They believe whatever they like. They're fools. Did Satan create demons? No. Excuse me. Why do some people think that angels get their wings when tiny bells ring? Hollywood movies, the Bible, the pearl of great price, foolish imagination. It's not in the Bible. That's how Clarence got his, but he's special. Why should we say that Colossians 1:16 speaks of the creation of angels? Because of the use of angelos. John Keel says so. The reference to principalities and powers, or the Holy Spirit makes me think so. That it's in Colossians 1:16. Principalities and powers, for by him were all things created. For by him were all things created that are in heaven, that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. Most commentators suggest that the principalities and powers are talking about angelic or demonic hierarchy. 2 Peter tells us that angels are smarter, stronger, older, taller than the average person. 2 Peter 2:11. Greater in power and might.
They're also older.
They are older. That's not what 2 Peter tells us. 2 Peter doesn't tell us that.
No.
Psalm 103 tells us that angels excel in excellence, pride, glory, or strength.
Excel in excellence?
It's strength. Psalm 103:20. Bless the Lord, ye angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. What chapter teaches that angels do not marry each other? Luke 2, John 3, Romans 3, Matthew 22. Matthew. Matthew 22. If angels don't marry, how are baby angels born? Illegally? Illegitimately? In vitro? There are no baby angels. There are no baby angels. God created a finite number of angels, an infinite number of angels. He's still creating angels today. I think it's a finite number. He created on at some point X number of angels. Many of them went with Lucifer. It's a fixed number. How many angels are there? 17? Millions? Billions? Unaccountable numbers of angels.
Unaccountable numbers.
We can't count them. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse number 22. But ye are come unto Mount Zion and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels. According to Bildad the Shuhite, is there a number to God's angels? According to Bildad the Shuhite.
Is there a number what?
Is there a number for God's angels? Yes, no, billion. Quintillion.
Just how many there are?
According to Bildad, there is no number. We just don't know the number. Halfway done. Hang in there. Angels are omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent, omnivorous.
None of the above.
They are, yeah, they're not omnipotent.
No.
And they're not omnivorous. There may be lots of angels in lots of places, but they are not in themselves omnipresent. That's something that belongs only to God. Some angels may be in the form of cherubs, seraphs, cherubim, seraphim.
Yes.
Does the Bible speak of cherubs?
Cherubim.
Cherubim, yes. Not cherubs.
Was that the pearl of, I don't know.
The pearl?
No, the cherubim.
That'd be one of the
plural.
I see what you're saying. Probably so, but we don't find that word in the Bible. So. The word archangel is found only in Roman Catholic theology, the Bible, the Old Testament, the New Testament. Where do we find the word archangel?
Old Testament.
New Testament. Only in the New Testament. Archangel refers to the angle at the top of an arch, the angel of the ark, the leading angel, a leading angel. A boss angel.
Mm-hmm.
Michael is the name of a famous artist, an angel, an archangel, Michael Landon, the actor who played an angel.
No, it's the archangel, Michael.
Michael is not their name. Technically, all of the above. Gabriel is the name of a famous painter, baseball player, archangel, or angel.
Angel.
I think he's an archangel also.
Who said angel? Who said angel?
I did.
That's what I thought. We are not told that Gabriel was an archangel. He may have been, but we are told that he was an angel.
Okay.
Very good. It appears that all angels have wings, different ranks, different responsibilities, eternal existence. All of the above. We don't have proof that they all have wings.
Seraphims do, right?
Seraphim do. And it's debatable whether we even should call seraphim angels. They're spirit creatures. But generally we lump them all together. No, we don't know that angels all have wings. What is the likelihood that all angels have names? Little likelihood, some likelihood, great likelihood. It's beyond possibility because there are so many of them.
Great likelihood.
Great likelihood. God has no problem with names. And if we have the names of some angels, then we might assume that they all have names. Why should the saint be interested in the work of the archangel? He orders the other angels to help us. He is really the Lord Jesus in another form. He took Lazarus to heaven. He will participate at the rapture of the saints. Why should we care about who's the archangel? What the archangel's doing? 1 Thessalonians 4:16, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. There will be an archangel involved in the translation. We should be interested in them. In heaven, angels tell God about events on earth. They stretch their wings. They praise God. They eat grapes. They praise God according to Isaiah 6. Revelation 5 tells us that angels praise God for their supper, for creation, for salvation, for God's judgment. Revelation 5 says they praise God for our salvation. They're not saved. Don't need to be saved. But they are very interested in salvation. And they rejoice in the fact that God is glorified in our salvation. What do angels have to do with our prayers? They hear them, they speed them, they filter them, they incense them. Revelation 8, 3 through 4 talks about the prayers of the saints carried. Well, let me just read it. Here we go. And another angel came and stood at the altar having a golden censer. Censers carry incense. And there was given unto him much incense that he should offer it with the prayers of all the saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense which came with the prayers of the saints ascended up before God out of the angel's hand. Don't ask me what all of that means, but I know what it says.
So what's the answer?
Incense.
Okay.
Let's see. What do angels have to do with our prayers? They incense them. Generally speaking, angels are invisible to human eyes, silent to human ears, soft to the human touch, sweet to human nostrils.
The first two answers.
They are invisible and usually silent. That is because we are so blind and deaf. It's the will of God. It increases our faith. They can't help it. It must be the will of God. An angel helped Hagar by healing her, showing her a fountain, telling her about God, protecting her. The fountain gave her water. An angel helped Peter by killing his enemies, giving him pain meds, releasing his chains, rebuking him. Set him free. Which of these did not see an angel? Zacharias, Mary, Joseph, John the Baptist. The Baptist never saw an angel. The Baptist never did a miracle. He just preached. Did the Lord's will. Which of these did see an angel? Philip, Cornelius, Daniel, Zechariah?
Daniel.
And all the other ones too. Angels are often sent to minister to the blind, the lost, the stupid, the heirs of salvation. The heirs of salvation. The angels of God only do works of kindness and blessing. True or false?
False.
They bring judgment at times. Some of the characters on the first Passover day were Jehovah, Moses, an angel, undertakers.
On the first Passover, there was an angel of death.
There was an angel of death. Jehovah was involved. Moses was involved, and eventually there were undertakers involved. What did an angel do to Herod Agrippa? Scare him, taught him, smote him, saved him. Smote him so that he died, Acts chapter 12, verse 23. Who was told by an angel to head for the Gaza desert? Moses, Paul, Philip, or Peter? You better get that one right. It's been mentioned more than once. That was Philip, sent by an angel. Who was sent by God to bring Peter and Cornelius together? Michael, Gabriel, an unnamed angel, or Paul?
Unnamed,
an angel. As Luke 15:10 is generally interpreted, angels have surprise, interest, disgust, joy when sinners are saved.
Joy.
And what saint did an angel help and encourage in 1 Kings 19? Elijah, Elisha, David, or Saul? That was Elijah. Do the angels help and encourage? Who do the angels help and encourage in Matthew 4? Mary, Joseph, Jesus, or Peter?
Matthew chapter 4.
Joseph.
Matthew chapter 4. Preached not too long ago. The temptation of Christ. Sunday? Who did the angels help and encourage in Luke 22? Mary, Joseph, Jesus, or Peter? Luke 22. It's the Garden of Gethsemane. Angels came and ministered to him, Christ Jesus. Who was greatly helped while in the midst of Eurocladon? Luke, Silas, Paul, Julius the centurion. Paul. Maybe Luke as well, but Paul spoke to the angel. What is the likelihood that you have been blessed by God through the ministry of one of his angels?
Pretty high.
I think it's pretty likely. Yep. In the light of Hebrews 1:14, can you be sure you don't have an angel sent by God to minister to you?
No.
Must assume we do. In the light of Matthew 18:10, can you be sure that you don't have an angel of God to minister to you? Same answer. It appears so. We're just about done. In addition to guiding and helping God's saints, according to 1 Corinthians 4:9, angels also spank, kill, report, or watch.
They watch.
1 Corinthians 4:9 says they watch. How did the soul of Lazarus reach Abraham's bosom? It flew, it was transponded, it sailed, it was carried by angels. Literally? That's what it says. What it says, so we'll assume. Carried by angels into Abraham's bosom. Luke 16, verse 22. What does Jude say about the dead body of Moses? It was translated, it was fought over by angels, it was buried in Joseph's tomb. Michael and Satan contended over the body of Moses. Jude 9. If you'd like me to read it, there it is. Michael the archangel, when contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses. And yet he durst not bring against Satan any railing accusation, but said, "The Lord rebuke thee." Who shall gather God's elect from the four winds and from one end of heaven to the other? The Holy Spirit, Christ Jesus, the devil, God's angels. It's kind of a leading question, isn't it? God's angels. Matthew chapter 24, verse number 31. When the Lord returns to establish his millennial kingdom, who will come with him? David, saints, angels, the Yankees.
Oh.
The saints and angels, not the Yankees. In regard to Christ, angels worship him, serve him, obey him, adore him.
All of
thank you, man.